Okay, very good. So today we're continuing our talk about the six paramitas.
We're going to the playground.
We are going to the playground today. And we're going to go there shortly. But before we go to the playground, we have to be patient for a little bit. We have a few things we need to do before we go. Yes, Anderson?
Tell a story.
I'm going to tell a story, that's right. And this happens to be a story about patience. The story about patience, that's right. Patience, and it's a story about a big buffalo. You know what a buffalo is? Have you ever seen?
Yeah.
Yeah, buffalo. So in India, they have very large buffalo. These buffalo are very big and strong, and people use them for things like pulling carts and working on farms. Yes, Brayden? That's right, they're a type of hairy thing. That's right, they're very large, hairy animals. And what do buffalo have on their heads?
Horns.
Horns, big, big, long, sharp horns. So buffalo are big and strong. And there was one buffalo who lived in a forest in India, and he was the strongest, biggest, most powerful animal in that whole forest, right? Very big, very strong, but he wasn't the only animal who lived in that forest. What are some other animals that you think might live in the forest? Yeah, Anderson?
Snakes.
Snakes, yep, there were some snakes in that forest, yeah.
Parrots.
Parrots, yep, that's right.
Cantus.
Is cantus? Toucans?
Toucans,
that's right, yes. How about animals that hang in trees?
Monkeys,
that's right. So there was a monkey in this forest too, yeah?
And a gorilla.
And gorillas, that's right. But there was a monkey. Remember a couple days ago we talked about a monkey? Do you remember what the monkey brought for the ascetic? What he brought for the guest? A mango, that's right. So that was a very kind, very generous monkey. This monkey was a naughty monkey. A naughty monkey, yes? And this naughty monkey particularly liked to do itazura, like to cause trouble. What's itazura? Does anyone know what itazura is? Causing trouble, yeah?
Messing stuff up.
Messing stuff up. And this little monkey particularly liked to mess with the buffalo. He liked to pick on the buffalo. And so one thing he would do was when the buffalo was fast asleep, do any of you have pets or little brothers and sisters?
I have a little brother.
Yeah. Have you ever been taking a nap and your cat jumped on top of you? Or your little brother or sister jumped on top of you? Yeah, has that happened? How do you feel about that?
Disappointed.
Disappointed, yeah.
Jumped at
you. Yeah, jumped at you, yeah? How does that make you feel?
I just wanted to be in bed.
Well, you just wanted to be in bed, but how do you feel about that, Phoebe? You feel mad. You feel mad. And you know what this buffalo did when the monkey jumped on him? Nothing. Nothing. He remained very calm. Okay? Other times, the buffalo would be very hungry. What do buffalo like to eat? Does anyone know what they like to eat?
Meat.
Buffaloes are herbivores. You know what a herbivore is?
No.
Oh, it eats grass.
It eats grass. That's right. They're animals that eat grass. And so the buffalo would be very hungry, and he would go to eat some grass. But you know what the monkey would do?
He would
hop up and down on the grass so that the buffalo couldn't eat it. Right? What would you do if you had a nice plate of macaroni and cheese and you're ready to eat and someone came and hopped up and down on your food?
Ew.
How would you feel about that?
Ew.
Mad. Mad. You know what this buffalo did? He remained calm. He didn't get mad at all. One day, the monkey jumped and grabbed on his horns. Today you're going to the playground and they have monkey bars there. Does anyone here like the monkey bars? Yeah, monkey bars are because monkeys like to climb. And this monkey liked to climb on the buffalo's horns. So imagine if you have some of you maybe have some ponytails or pigtails. Imagine if somebody was pulling on that from side to side. How would that feel?
Mad.
Mad, not good. You know what this buffalo did? He remained very calm. And so while the monkey was swinging back and forth on his horns, then he jumped up on his back and he said, I'm going to ride you like a cowboy. And he got a stick and he started whacking the buffalo in the butt, trying to get him to go. The buffalo just went about his business, but while this naughty monkey was climbing on his back, there was a visitor to the forest who came through the forest and saw this naughty monkey. And he said, what is wrong with you? Why are you putting up with this monkey? Don't you realize how strong you are? You're the strongest animal in the forest. You're big and strong and you have long, sharp horns. You could kick that monkey right out of this forest. You know, you could hit him with your horns and teach him a lesson, right? Yeah, Anderson?
Why he could like smash a tree.
He could smash a tree. You could smash a tree. Says, could it be that you're afraid of this monkey? Said, no, I'm not afraid of him. Did you lose a bet? Did you lose a bet to this monkey? He said, no, I didn't lose a bet. Well, why don't you kick him? Why don't you teach him a lesson?
Yes.
And the buffalo said, the way to be happy, if you want to be happy, is not by hurting others. Hurting other people will never make you happy. It'll never make you happy. The way to happiness is to treat other people with kindness and with patience. He said, I know I'm much stronger than this monkey. I know I'm much stronger, but I'm trying to, with my patience, to change his way of thinking. Maybe he will notice and he'll come to understand. Or perhaps someone will see how this monkey is behaving towards me and they will help the monkey to see. Somebody else will teach this monkey a lesson. But my way of patience is to tolerate this monkey, put up with this monkey, because I'm the biggest and strongest animal in the forest. All the other animals are afraid of me. No one ever gives me any trouble. It's very easy to be patient and kind with someone when you're weaker than they are, right? If someone, you have a big brother or a big sister, you know, you can't, maybe you don't fight back to them because you know they're stronger. Yes, Anderson?
The horns can smash something like a big rock.
That's right. That's right. Very strong. You could even smash a big rock. But he said, for me, I'm very grateful to this monkey because this monkey is the only creature in the forest who causes trouble for me. And because of that, I get to practice patience. I get to learn to be more patient. So when this monkey causes trouble for me, I feel like he's giving me a gift. He's giving me an opportunity to be patient and to be kind. Do you ever feel that way? When your brothers and sisters or someone you know causes trouble for you or steals one of your toys? Do you ever say, thank you for giving me this opportunity to be patient? Maybe not. Well, this buffalo is a very, very exceptional creature who knew that to practice patience is the way to realize happiness in life. So this visitor to the forest was so impressed with this buffalo and with his story that he grabbed the monkey and he explained to him, listen, you're causing a lot of trouble for this buffalo. This buffalo is actually very kind to you. This buffalo is your best friend because he could have hurt you long ago, but he's been so patient with you all these years. So you should really think about how you want to treat your friends. And when the monkey heard this, he realized what a kind friend the buffalo had been, and he stopped picking on him and stopped causing him trouble. Right? So in this story, one of these characters is the Buddha. Which one do you think went on to become a Buddha in another life? Yes, Nina.
The buffalo.
The buffalo, that's right, because the Buddha has perfect patience. He's perfectly patient. Now it's difficult for us to do that. If I think about myself, if you think about yourself in this story, who do you think you are? Do you think you're like the buffalo? Who thinks they're like the buffalo? Who thinks they're like the visitor to the forest?
I think my brother would be like, he's the buffalo.
Your brother's like the buffalo, and who is like the monkey? Me, I'm like the monkey, right? Everybody's always so patient and so kind with me, right? I try to be like the buffalo, but I think actually I'm like the monkey. And I'm very grateful that I have teachers, teachers like all of you, and teachers like the Buddha, who help me see how I can try to be more like the buffalo, to be patient. And when someone gets on my nerves or annoys me, I try to say thank you for this opportunity to practice patience and to learn to be more like the Buddha. Yes, Dilma?
The last day that Gray came to my house, he took some of my art tools and he was trying to do something with them. Then I got really mad at him.
You did. I remember that. And so we should try to be a little more patient with our friends, okay? To practice being like the buffalo, even when we feel like someone is treating us like that monkey. Okay, so we'll conclude our service here. So I need volunteers. I need two volunteers. One volunteer tomorrow who will lead the chanting. This time I'd like a leader from the Necco class. Brayden, you already got a turn, so we're going to let someone else have a turn, but I appreciate your enthusiasm. Someone else want to try? Maybe a girl this time? Maybe one of the girls? You want to try, Nina? Okay, so Nina will be our chanting leader. And then how about our reader? We need a reader. Let's see, Kate, did you read last time? No? Okay, then we'll let Kate, that's right, Phoebe read last time, so Kate can be our reader. Okay, very good. So we'll conclude. Please join me in Gassho. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo. Okay, now we'll come up and offer incense, and remember, when we offer incense, we just take a little pinch, set it here, and then we step to the side to do our Namam Babu, Gassho and Bhava, okay?